much today, and I'm very, very delighted to be joined in the studio by Moira Dare Edwards and Natasha Radford of the Brentwood Jewish Community and CFI. Moira and Natasha are here to talk about the up-and-coming events in Brentwood to commemorate International Holocaust Memorial Day. 2020 marks 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. Over 6 million Jewish people were murdered under Nazi persecution, and the key message for this year is stand together. So very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Moira, tell us about how you're involved, because you're from the CFI.
Well, first of all, I thought, what a good idea to demonstrate standing together. And Natasha and I come in standing together, or maybe sitting as we are at the moment. Yeah. But yeah, that's what it's all about. So as a Christian, who God has given a love for the Jews to me, and we're together as a community, we're good friends. That is why we are doing this, and we are doing it together to bring history to school children, teenagers, older people, to try and bring the truth of what happened, and to commemorate, and for us particularly to stand with those who suffered under that persecution, who lost many members of the family and still mourn them, which is totally understandable. So God put it on my heart to do this. He brought me and Natasha together, do this together. And so our main commemoration is Saturday evening at Brentwood County High School at 2:30. People can come and see the exhibition that has been created by two very good friends, very creative friends. And then from 6:30, we have the main commemoration, which is like a service, but it's embracing everybody of faith or none, where we remember all the victims, particularly the Jewish victims of the Holocaust. We light 6 candles, I say we, designated people from the community light a candle, 6 to commemorate the 6,000 Jewish victims, and dignitaries will be there, and both communities will be there, and we hope members of the public who might even just be hearing about it now, because it is a very solemn and very important occasion.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Natasha is here. So tell us a little bit about the Brentwood Jewish community.
We're still relatively small. I can't think how many families we've got. So we don't have a synagogue of our own. We use a community centre or people's houses. But we've got, I'm going to get this wrong now and get told off, but I think we've got about 70 families-ish, which is not bad, because it's not particularly Jewish area, Brentwood, not especially. But we're a liberal community. Anyone that knows what I look like won't be surprised by that. We don't have a rabbi, so we're lay-led. We do have rabbis that come to take services sometimes, then I take some services. And yeah, Moira and I were kind of brought together. What happened was, Moira has been doing this, she never talks about this, but she's been doing this work for a long time, and it is hard work. And myself and my mum went to a meeting. Do you remember?
I do. And I invited you because I saw an advert in the paper.
And it was so... Oh, I think we just cried the whole way through it, because it, for two reasons. One, because obviously it is very emotional anyway. But also because there was this group of people that really showed that they cared about us, and they didn't even know us. Mm. And it was... I know that some people don't see it, but anti-Semitism is a massive issue. And I think sometimes people think, oh, well, you're white, so it's not racism. It is, and it's really difficult.
Yeah.
And it was such an amazing experience being in that room with those people, that we spoke to Moira afterwards and said, can we be part of this? Can we help? I mean, to be honest, we don't really help. Moira still does all of the work, if I'm completely honest. She's amazing.
That's daft. Of course you do.
We're there in the background. But our community is very... We're open to anyone. If you want to come, you come. There's no... Oh, you've got to tick this box and that box. And if you want to be part of what we do, then you come along. And that is about levels of faith as well. I've always been really honest and open about... I have wobbles. Sometimes I'm really sure. Other times I'm like, I don't know. But that is very different from being Jewish. Being Jewish, I'm very sure about. Sometimes my faith is a bit up and down, but I think that's quite normal, especially when things are tricky. But knowing that we've got Moira and the CFI kind of with us is amazing. I can't put it into words properly, as you can hear. It is quite incredible.
Mm.
And it's a really nice thing to know that we're a wider community.
Yeah,
it's really lovely.
And it is really important that children in school, they mm-hmm. learn about history and yeah. what happened, because in today's society things are changing quite a lot in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And you would always think it could never happen again. But when you see certain things that are happening in the UK at the moment,
yeah.
and the way people behave en masse,
yeah.
it is a very dangerous situation. So people have to look at the history of what can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And people don't understand language. You know, I'm not a football fan. I don't honestly know what they chant, but I've heard what they chant. And I heard the other day that kids were brought up short when someone said, "Do you really realise what this means?"
Yeah.
Oh, really? So, you know, however much education we give, it's still not sinking into all the areas that it must sink.
Yeah.
You can't blame people if they don't know because they haven't heard. But we do our best to make sure people do hear.
Yeah.
And that's why we go into junior schools, which is what we're doing this afternoon, and we bring these speakers to so that senior school pupils can hear them, because it has a massive effect yeah. on them when they hear them.
Yeah. And also we're incredibly privileged, aren't we, because you know, 75 years ago was the liberation of Auschwitz. That means it sounds really awful. I know that Susie and Ernest won't mind me saying, but we've got fewer and fewer speakers to pick from each year.
Yeah.
So their stories, when it's much more hard-hitting, much more powerful, when it's actually their experience, something that they've lived through. And the other thing that I'm always struck by whenever we have speakers, considering some of them had horrific starts in life, really horrific, lost their family, saw terrible things.
Yeah.
They're all educated, they've gone out, they've got families, they've made something of their lives. And sometimes when you see people that are like, oh, you know, I've had a really hard life, so that's why I don't work, or I don't do this and I don't do that. And don't get me wrong, I know everyone goes through different things.
Yeah.
But you look at these people that have survived something so horrific, and they're doing more than surviving.
Yeah.
They are putting back into the communities that have welcomed them in. That's incredible.
And they're living, life.
Oh, to the full. And it's really humbling. It is incredible.
Mm.
I mean, I've heard Susie speak about four times, and I know exactly what she's going to say.
Yeah.
But it's still, every time I hear her, I'm just like, oh, you know. It's amazing.
Now, if you do go to the Holocaust Memorial Day HMD, which you will find on Twitter and on Facebook, on Twitter, there's a button you can press and it will generate a name of somebody who was at Auschwitz. And then you can actually retweet that, so that person's name is not forgotten. Talk about Susie and Ernest, because they've both been awarded with a BEM.
That's right. Ernest I met last year when he was speaking at the Chelmsford Jewish Community Commemoration. I always go there. Sometimes it's before ours, sometimes it's afterwards. His was an interesting story, but he also gave a lot of... it wasn't a harrowing story, like some stories. That doesn't mean to say he didn't suffer. Of course he did. But he also gives a lot of history, and he was a really excellent speaker. Susie went through an awful lot, and as it says on our flyer, all her family, or most of her family, survived, and they were reunited back in this country, but it had a devastating effect on their family psychologically. People don't see psychological scars, they only see physical scars. But as we know from the work that Prince Harry and Prince William have done, you know, mental health is huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Psychological scars can be even bigger than physical, maybe.
Mm. And something that wasn't talked about back in those days.
Absolutely.
It wasn't something that anyone could go and get therapy for. You would have had to just come back and deal with it all yourself.
And a lot of survivors, I believe, still don't talk about it.
Mm.
They're gradually talking about it as they do get older.
Yes.
But a lot of them, I expect you know more about this than I do, Natasha.
Yes, I mean, my great-grandmother, I mean, she wasn't affected by the Holocaust, because she was born in 1901, so another horrible time in history for Jewish people. And she left Russia during the pogroms, and they managed to get out. but she never really spoke about it. She used to talk about her memories of being in Russia and what it was like living in a village, and it was always very positive, but she always glossed over how they managed to get money together to get passports or papers and get out. And she never, ever spoke about it. But it was her whole family and some people she left behind, and they just didn't talk about it. So, yes, Susie and Ernest have been awarded this because of their incredible work that they do, because it is difficult to get up and speak about your innermost feelings, and you know, it's very emotionally draining for them to do it each time, but they are really committed to educating people. And as more as it's not just children, it's adults as well. The amount of adults that have got no clue,
no,
really, they aren't, you know, or they kind of, they understand a bit about World War II, but they don't really understand what happened and the effects that it's had worldwide, not just on the Jewish community, on others as well, but
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There are hardly any of us left. There really aren't. And that's why I can't get my head around... I mean, I can't get my head around any kind of racism. I don't understand it. It's ridiculous. But anti-Semitism is bizarre because we are a really, really tiny percentage of the world population. Really tiny. And yet people still chip away. And I'm like, have you got better things to do? You know, we're not...
See, as a Christian, or just as me, I see that as a denial of God. God spoke to the Jewish people. He had a purpose for them. And, of course, the enemy of God, Satan, if you like, devil, did not want them to survive. And it's relentless right from the beginning of the Bible, isn't it? And the Bible I see as history. Mm. It is relentless.
It is relentless. But you just have to... We're a tough bunch, to say the least.
And people hear the name Auschwitz, but they don't actually understand what it was. Now, I was just reading something yesterday, and I hope I can remember what I read. But I know, I mean, this, our flyer says, the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. Now, Auschwitz was sometimes known as Auschwitz I, and Birkenau was known as Auschwitz II. This article I read said that not a lot of people, or maybe in... at the time when the article was written, it was a couple of decades ago, go to Birkenau because there isn't a lot left. But that is where most of the atrocities happened, and they were all Jews in Birkenau.
Yeah.
Now, Auschwitz had gypsies and homosexuals and, well, all of them, Jewish people as well. But Birkenau, and I forget what the number was, but it was a huge number that were killed there. And it is a very, and that is the actual one with the iconic picture of the train lines.
Yes,
that is Birkenau, and it's a huge area. I've walked it. I've walked around it. I'm sure you have as well. And it is massive. And most of the buildings have been razed to the ground.
Yeah.
But there are ruins of the crematoria. And when I first went there, which was late 70s, when it wasn't a big museum, if you like, is what they call it. I'm not sure I like the word museum. No, it's memorial, really. You could see, and I think you still can today, see the ashes in the little brook there. And I'll just add this. At that time, the birds did not sing. But when I went there...
eerie place.
Absolutely eerie. But when I went there in 2013, I think it was, so quite a few decades after my first visit, the birds were singing. Because a lot of Christians have prayed around that area. I have to admit, I had never heard about that before. That was a revelation to me. But truly, the birds sing. Not because they've got jolly songs to sing, but birds go there. And they sing.
And the people there, if you ever go there, obviously it's not a holiday destination, but it is worth it. It is worth going. They've put in a lot of love and care into making it a really
absolutely
special yeah, place to be.
Wonderful memorial. Yeah.
So I guess that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
In our little corner of Brentwood, just to get people.
Absolutely.
So you've got the event tomorrow. The actual day is 27th of January across the UK, and it's commemorating 75th anniversary. And so you've got Susie Barnett, who's talking on Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th of January. Mm-hmm. She's going to be at the United Reform Church on New Road, which is opposite Brentwood Library. And then you've got guest speaker Ernest Simon.
Could I just say that that's tomorrow and Friday at 11 o'clock?
Right.
So please get there about 10 to 11.
Right.
And it will be about an hour, hour and 10 minutes.
Okay. And then on Saturday, the 25th of January at 2:30 till 6 p.m. in the main hall of Brentwood County High School at 7 Arches Road. Is there any way people can get the flyers? Have you got them at the Chicken and Frog?
Yeah,
and
we've got some at the shop.
Yeah. Yep.
There are. I've sent them all round the town. The Sainsbury's, the poster's still there in Sainsbury's. Various places. Yeah. There, also, the Vision magazine did an article in this month's, and the Gazette did a smaller article last Wednesday as well.
Yeah.
And it should be on their website.
And is this suitable for children to come to?
Yes.
Children.
Yeah.
The exhibition is suitable.
Yes.
My friends have made it. Well, not harrowing, but there's information, but it is okay.
Yeah, brilliant. It's lovely to see you both this morning. Thank you for all you do in the community, and as you've proved, getting people together.